We're up to page Yud Beis, the fourth and final chelik of the Maimer. The last chelik of the Maimer we're learning about how that even Yontif requires Birurim, requires the repair of food. Not only Shabbos, where there's a complete and total aliyah of the Eilumis on Shabbos, not only Shabbos, where the Eilumis return to that state of Tohu before the Shvius HaKelim. All this that we were talking about is on Shabbos. The Tikkunim take place from above to below, and we were talking about this by Riches. And now we're going to come to the end of the Maimer, which of course returns to the beginning of the Maimer. This last little section of the Maimer is very difficult, because we're going to be touching upon certain inyanim in Kabbalah which is not anything we majored in high school. And we're very unfamiliar with this, and it's hard to explain. But as always, the Parish is going to help us a lot, and we'll try. But it's extremely, extremely exciting, as always, to see how the Alter Rebbe ties together the beginning and the end. So before we actually begin to read the words of the tzaddik, let's read that little introduction. And Yud Beis on the right side, in the italics, it's a good little hakdama. So let's read it. And now the Rebbe returns and explains what he began with, the question of what is the Ari HaKadosh, what did he mean when he said Yigamul Antame, that Hashem should reveal the deeper mystery, the reason of the 12 Chalas of the Shabbos table. Of the 12 Chalas that we spoke about, according to Ari HaKadosh, to have by the Shabbos meal. Yigamul Antame. And remember that the Alter Rebbe explained, Al Pi the Zohar and the Kisvei Ari, that it's connected to the name of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. And the Kfila and the Klisha, the letters of Hashem's name. So he explains here, V'ata Chayza Lavar Perish Yigan Lantame Al Pi Mash Nesbor La'el Baruch HaInyan Achila Shabbos. Now that we've learned through the Maimer, we've learned something of the deeper meaning of eating on Shabbos, of what Achilas Shabbos is. Shehu Hamshocha Milamala Lamata, that on Shabbos, man, as strange as it sounds, is lower than the food, because the food is on that higher, all the Eilumos return to that higher level of how things were before the shattering of the vessels. So therefore, on Shabbos, man is able to receive from the higher level of what the food is, even though it tastes the same, looks the same, but on Shabbos there's a hamshacha, we draw from the highest level of before this world into this world, and that's what the eating of Shabbos is. Apimashin is barlel barucha inyin achilas Shabbos shu hamshacha milamalu lamata shayidei ha'achila, that through eating Nimsheches b'nefesh ha'adam teisefes chiyus ma'or eloki elyon, that through eating there is drawn into the soul of a person this additional chiyus, this additional vitality and energy ma'or eloki elyon, from that highest level of godliness shemisham sherish ha'macholim, which is the root of macholim, of foods. In order for us to understand what we're now going to be learning, we have to first understand that this inyan of drawing into ourselves from this higher level of godliness. V'chiyas chadosha benefesh, this new chiyas, energy and vitality that we have access to on Shabbos by drawing from the highest world into our lives. Shayidei yud beis lechomim de Shabbos, through the 12 chalas of the Shabbos table. Who, k'mavur b'kisvei Ari, is explained in the Kisvei Ari, gilui shem havaya, that this act of drawing from the highest level of elokus, of godliness, into our lives on Shabbos, and accessing that by eating, by tasting of the 12 chalas of Shabbos, is a revelation of the name of Hashem Yudkei Vavkei. Ki Yudbeis Lechomim Hem Gimel Havayis Shem Yudbeis Isius. The twelve chalas embody, mysteriously contained within them, three Havayis, three configurations of the Shem Yudkei Vavkei that consists of four letters. Three ways of spelling, of seeing the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu. Yudkei Vavkei, which is four letters. Three different ways of the Shem Havaya, which comes out to be four times three, the 12 Isius, which are the 12 Chalas. We'll see what that means. Vini Arba Isius Shem Havaya. The four letters of the name Yudkei Vavkei, Nachlokais L'shtei Madregas Klolius. The four letters are divided into two general Madregas. As we've seen in the past, Isius Yudkei, the first two letters, the Yud and the He, Vaisius Vav He, and the last letters, Vav and He. Those are the two general madregas of the Shem Havaya, Yudkei and Vavkei. That's why we always daven that Hashem, that through our mitzvahs, we should be able to unify the Shem Yudkei b'Vavkei, to bring together those two components of the Shem Havaya, Yudkei and Vavkei. The Iker Hashem, hein shtei oisius rishaynus. The Iker of the Shem Yudkei Vavkei, the main part of the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu, are the first two letters that are closer to God, the higher that are the higher spheres, Yud and Hey. Ki inin Isis Vav Hey, because the letters Vav Hey, Hu Rak Yuridas Ha'or Ha'Eloki, Shab Isis Yud Kei Lamata Yaiser. You see, everything is really in the Yud and the Hey. Everything is in the Yud and the Hey. The Vav, which is a letter of Hamshacha, which is a letter of connecting and drawing down, right? As we've spoken about many, many times, the word Vav, Vavim Lamudim Vav, means a hook in Hebrew, Chumash, Vavim Lamudim, like in the Mishkan, the hooks that held the Amudim together. So the letter of Vav, and that's why in Lashon HaKodesh, Vav connects one word with the other, Moshe V'Aaron. It connects one word with the other. So the Ikka of the Vav and the He is like a rope that we throw up to the Yudke with a hook on it, to try to schlep down, to draw down into our lives all of the Elokus that's in the letters Yud He. We try to pull it down into our lives. So Vav is a Hamshach, and it's shaped like that. And that's how we pull down. And then when we're able to draw it into our lives, to live in that is with the letter Hey, which is really returning to the first Hey and experiencing the first Hey in the Shem Hashem. So the Iker is the Yudke, and the Vavke, the main purpose of the Isis Vavke in the name of Hashem, the main purpose is to draw down into reality the elokus that's contained in the first two letters of Yud-Kei. to reveal and to experience what's in Yud Kei. Kinyan Oisiyas Vav Hei Hurak, you read this Ha'or Ha'lokish of Oisiyas Yud Kei Lamata Yoyse to draw it further down. The Kasha Yorid Ha'or, the Yud Kei Lamata Yoyse, that when you draw down the light of Yud Kei, you pull it down. Na'asam Yizeh Vav Hei. If you throw the hook of the onto the yud, and you pull the yud down and you extend the yud downwards, what letter does it become? It becomes a vav. When you take the yud and you stretch the yud, you pull it down, then the little yud, when you pull it down, becomes a vav. So Hashem gave us the ability to pull down the yud and to form the letter Vav. The Kasha Yerid Ha'or, the Yud Kei Lamata Yoyse Nasim is a Vav Kei. Shemi Ois Yud Nas Ois Vav. That from the letter Yud, by pulling down, we make it into a Vav. Or may Hei Rishayna Nas Hei Achrayna. And the first letter Hei of Hashem's name, it itself is not changed in its shape or form, but it becomes the second letter Hey. It's revealed in the second letter Hey of Hashem's name. So the Yud is stretched downward into a Vav, and the first, that's what happens to the Yud, and the Hey is then able to be revealed in Malchus, in our lives, in the second letter Hey, the final Hey of the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu, Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Okay, now let's go. Let's read on top.
Is everything really in the yud?
Yeah, everything's really in the kutzushel yud, in the point of the yud. Mm-hmm. Everything's in the yud. That's why Jews call the yid. Vehine to read inside, on top. Vehine hamshochazu, this drawing down of the higher light, of the higher chiyus on Shabbos, that takes place through the eating of the 12 or tasting of the 12 challahs. V'niyam shachar zu, he bebeis bechinas. There are two aspects. There are two dimensions of this. Kfela uklisha. Kfela means double. Double in the name of Hashem, we have the double letter Hey, right? That's Kfela. The double letter Hey. To take the first Hey and to draw into our lives the second Hey, that's called Kfela, right? Double. Or Klisha. Klisha means, in Lashon HaKodesh, that we're familiar with it, is Daka. Daka means something which is sublime or gentle or thin, soft. It means all of those nice things. What's klisha? Well, Perush, the Rebbe begins with klisha, of course, because that's the yud into the vav. Perush klisha, the meaning of klisha. He amshochas yudin vavin. Shem Yud Nasavav. It's the Hamshach, it's the drawing down of the Yud into the Vav. Shem Yud, that's from the letter Yud in the name Yud Kei and Yud Hei, Nasavav. Vav Yud Vav. That's how you spell Vav. Remember the different spellings. It's a very, very, very deep Indian in Kabbalah, and it's a very big part of the Kisveri. Vav can be spelled different ways. It can be spelled Vav Vav, it can be spelled Vav Alevav, Vav Yud Vav. So Shemi Yud Naase Vav, Shehayud Atzma Nimshecha V'Naase Vav. That the Yud itself is stretched downward and it becomes Vav. Kilafisha Hayud, who b'chinas Tzimtzum, since the letter Yud is the aspect of Tzimtzum, b'chinas Tzimtzum, Yud is the smallest letter. That's what it means. It's Klusha. Yud is the smallest, most sublime and hidden. It's the most withdrawn, the most contained of all the letters. All the other letters of the Aleph Beis are expanded, right? All the other letters of the Aleph Beis have more of a presence in this world. Aleph Beis Gimel, they have a tzura. They descend on their own. They have a shape and form. The Yud doesn't have that. The Yud is just what? A bit. It's an akuda. It's a point. And therefore the Yud is very, 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 very mitzumtzum. The Yud has in it everything, but in a way that's not yet opened and revealed. It's impossible for Hashem's presence to initially be revealed in this world, because we couldn't deal with that, as we've spoken many times. There couldn't be a world. Therefore, the beginning of the Shem Havaya must be only a point. Then, as Hashem Sibislach slowly, there's an extension and expansion. But it begins with that point of Tzimtzum. There first must be an unimaginable withdrawal or containment of God into Himself, kivyachol, rolling all of that light into this tiny little point that's called the Yud. The Yud is so hidden; it just barely appears. It barely appears on the parchment. It just barely appears. It's the first emergence of God's presence that can only be with such containment and concealment. It can't be any other way. But with tremendous, tremendous symptom. Our job in this world is to act in such a way where we're able, with God's help, we were able to extend, to draw down, and to experience slowly, and in measure to our kalim, in measure to our capacity to experience and to live and to think about and to learn and everything else, to draw down that Yud and to look at to unravel it, like the Yud hasn't it everything. But it's like all folded up, like a shade or something like that, like in the window. Right? And to unroll it. So when you take the Yud and you unroll it, every letter of the Aleph Beis has a Yud in it, right? Mm-hmm. Every letter of the Aleph Beis has a Yud in it. Because every letter of the Aleph Beis, you begin with your pen on the parchment. That's already a Yud, right? That's how you begin each letter with the Yud. Then everything else is to unroll the Yud. So to when you take the Yud and you draw it straight down, it's a powerful hamshach to draw God into this world. The Yud is transformed into a Vav. It still has the Yud in it, of course, but it's now the Yud in the appearance, or the Vav that contains the Yud in it, but the Yud has been revealed in the shape of the Vav. Klisha Yam Shachas Yudin Vavin Shemi Yud Nasa Vav. Shah Yud Atzma Nimshacha Venasas Vav. The Yud becomes, its Nimshacha becomes Vav. And this can only happen because there was initially this concealment the tzimtzum of the letter Yud. Otherwise, it couldn't happen. It couldn't be that there would be that the vav would be released, would be unleashed in the beginning, because it would blow us away. We couldn't live with that. So from the tzimtzum of the letter Yud, from the constraint and the concealment and the constriction and hiddenness of the Yud, the Vav can descend. Kilafisha Yud, Bechinas Tzimtzum, that's what the Rebbe is explaining, that because the Yud is this Bechina, this aspect, this quality of Tzimtzum, Lachain, therefore, Yochel Yes Memena Hamshacha Bebchinas Vav Min Ayud Atzma. Therefore, there can be a Hamshacha. We can draw down from the Yud itself and to create the Vav. This Hamshacha, this stretching or drawing down, is called Kalisha. Kuf Lamed Yud Shin Aleph. Again, Kalisha means subtle, soft, gentle. Because since the light that is being drawn from the Yud is being drawn from the Or Mitzumtzum, the constricted light of God, therefore it's a light that the world can bear. It's gentle, it's soft, it's weaker. And it's thin. It's thin. The vav is thin, and soft. Only if it's exactly on this thing of Yankel, because otherwise it's going to throw us off.
Is it because that we can't handle the Yud as it is, that we have to draw it down and thin it out and?
That's how we make it part of our experience. That's how we live with it. We can't live with it in that energy we could talk about it, but we can't experience and live it. We'll see. So that's called Kalisha. The Vav is Kalisha. It's soft. It's thin. It's taking the chubby Yud that has in a state of tzimtzum everything, and we unfold it downward and make it softer so that we could try to live with it. Avala hey, which is kfela, the double letter hey. So there, it's not changing its shape or form. The first hey of Yud Kei is the final Hei of Vav Kei. Aval HaHei, but the Hei, remember that Hei can be spelled, one of the ways to spell Hei is Hei Hei, right? Hei Hei. Which is why Rabbi Nachman explains, and I once spoke to you about it, that's why everywhere in the world, that's how people laugh, with two letters of Hei. Because Simcha is only when Hashem is fully revealed in our lives. So all laughing is with ha ha. It's all in such a way of two letters, hey. Aval hey, the letter hey, she is pashtus oirach v'roichav. Hey, of course, is the letter of his spastuf. Hispastus, which is expansiveness, roichav, it has breath, it has shape, not like the yud, which is that unbelievable, powerful koyach where everything is rolled into it, and then we try to draw it down. We can't. The yud has to be made accessible through the vav. But hey is the letter of expansion. It has length and width. That's kfela. In other words, we mustn't think, God forbid, that we're making the first hay of God's name, and we're changing the first hay into the second hay. That's not how it works. There are two ICS hay. It's a different letter hay. It's a different letter hay, and it's a much, much lower madrega than the first letter hay. It's a different hay. That's what means krela, double. It's a different letter hay. See, the vav is the extension of the yud. It's the yud drawn down into the vav. But the hay, those are two ICS hay. Aval hay she yispashtus erech v'reichav, vein hispashtus erech v'reichav shalamala, yichaylu lizgalus lamata. The expansiveness of the first hay, meaning the first hay is the hay above in the higher world. That expansiveness of what God kivyachol is, what it is above, where there is also breadth and length that we don't understand, that cannot possibly be revealed in this world. K'mayshuhu l'malo b'pchinas ayrach v'reichav. We can't receive in this world the ayrach and reichav, the length and the width, the breadth, the dimensions of the higher world. Yud we could draw down into the vav, because the yud is tzimtzum. The yud is not expanded. The yud is what it is. So we unwrap it and we roll it down into the vav. But the hey is a letter of expansiveness. That means that it's in the higher world, it's the expanded, clarified length, width, breadth, and everything of God, which we can't draw down. So what we can do is we have a second letter hey. It's a different ice hey. This, we'll talk more, we'll see more about this in the page. This is called the milui of the ice hay, not the hamshacha like we have by the ice yud. El hamshacha b'chinis hay acheres l'matavi b'chinis hamilui shel hay. Okay, this will be easier with a blackboard, so just imagine a blackboard. The letter yud, since it's tzimtzum, it's concealment and it's hidden. So we try to slowly, we unwrap it and we roll it down into the vav. Good. Hey is already with it, in the higher world. There's already, there are dimensions of godliness in the higher world. In other words, unleashed godliness, not tzimtzum. So we can't experience that in this world. So instead of the hamshacha of the yud, of transforming or extending the yud into the vav, Hashem Yisbarach reveals in the letter hey what's called the milui of the hey, which means it's not the hey that's being extended or the hey that's being drawn down, but it's a second letter hey, which is how we write the letter hey. Hey, hey. There are two letters hey. Hey and hey. V'hi b'chinas hamilui shel hey. That's called the milui. Like I explained last week, the milui of aleph is aleph lamed pei. The milui of beis is beis yud saf, right? All those letters have specific miluyim. Zayin is zayin yud nun. Tes is tough, is tes yud saf, right? All of the letters have miluyim. With hey, with the letters of God's name, there are optional miluyim. Hey can be spelled hey aleph, hey yud, hey. So, in the name of Hashem, we have two letters hey. That's the milui of hey. V'yabchinas hamilui shel hey. V'hainu koyach hey. That the hay which is hidden above, which we cannot receive, because it's expanded God, it's an expanded revelation of God and a level that we can't receive. So the milui of hay means the second hay is what we can experience. The Rebbe explains, Ki la'olam ha-milui humasha behelem. In all of the letters, the milui, when you fill in, the word milui means filling in. So again, in the aleph, the lamed and pei, in the beis, the yud and the saf, in the gimel, the yud mem lamed, in the dalad, the lamed and saf, and so on. In all of the letters, the milui of the letters, when you spell the letter, it reveals that which was hidden in the letter itself. So in the letter aleph, which we just see as that one letter aleph, if you want to understand what the aleph is, then you have to learn the meaning of the lamed and pei together with the aleph. And that's what aleph always means. That's why the word aleph means all of those things. A'alef ha-chachma, aluf, all of those things. Aluf shalayla, and so on. And the letter beis, if you want to know what does it mean, the letter beis? Just that single, lonely letter beis, what is that? So it has the yud and the saf in it, which of course means bayis. In order to understand beis, which is the letter of bereishis, we have to know what it means, a bayis, a house. The milui, how the letter is filled in its full spelling, reveals the inner quality of the letter itself. Right? That reveals what the letter is. With the mem, we have an interesting thing too, with the mem and the mem, that has to do with redemption, with gula. But with the hay, the kfila of the letter hay is called milui, the filling in. And that second hay is the gilui, is the revelation, not the hamshacha. It's different. But the revelation of what was behelim, what was concealed, lamala, is now revealed lamata. V'hainu b'chines kfeila, she b'chines mili ha-hein, k'noide me'inina machpeila. All of this is the mystery of the machpeila. The machpeila, which means the double letter, Kfela Machpela, which is connected to the cave in Chevron, the Ma'arasa Machpela. We're familiar with that word from the Ma'arasa Machpela. To understand the Ma'arasa Machpela, we have to understand the side of this, of the Isis, the Akfulam, which is why the Avis, why we have such a thing, where we have the Zugos that Hashem wanted. It should be Avram and Yitzchak. It should be Avram and Sarah, rather. And Yitzchak and Rivka. That's the way the Baruch Shalom, that's also the Inyan of Kfela. Of the Yaakov, there's something different with Yaakov. But, all right, we'll get to that in Mitzvah. It's not in this Maimer, in a different Maimer. I think before our brains explode, we should try. Let's learn the Peirush. Let's learn the Peirush. On the bottom over there, on the right side, Yud Beis. Alam Shvinei Amshachazu BeBeis B'chinis Kfeilin Klisha. This drawing down of God's light that takes place through the eating of the Chalas on Shabbos. This is all connected to the number 12, the 12 chalas, because there are three configurations of the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, which has four letters, so 4 times 3 is 12. So that's where we're aiming. Our goal is to understand that, right? We're trying to get to that. And we're asking Hashem, in the words of the Rebbe, Yigam Lantam, Rebbe Shalom, help us to experience, and to understand, and to taste the tam of the 12 challahs. We're not asking for anything that has to do with the bakery. We're asking for the tam of the oisies of the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu that we have access to on Shabbos in a way that we never ever other any other time we cannot. That's Yigal and Taimei. And even the shape of the challahs, which the smaller challahs, the rolls, and how the tzaddikim arrange these configuration of the chalas, the rolls, of course, are the letter Yud. And the longer chalas are the letter Vav. And why is it that on the Yom Neroim we use the customers to use round chalas by the Yom Neroim? All of these things are connected to the letters of Hashem. Are not connected, they're revelations of the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu. And that's why all of the eating of the tzaddikim, always, but particularly on Shabbos, is itself the most awesome thing to behold. When a person understands a little bit and learns a little bit of what this is, to have the schus to watch a tzaddik eat on Shabbos is the most awesome thing on earth to behold. But everything is all, it's you know, we can't have like a hands-on, you know, demonstration. But if a person would see and would learn this, obviously with total amateurs, that just very little thing, it's like a lechta mamsha joke, don't know anything. Total idiots. But even when you just see a drop of something, and then you start to take note of how a tzaddik eats, to watch how a tzaddik eats, you start to get very, very excited, and you say, oh, I think that's it. And you see it. What it is with the eating of a tzaddik. For the uninitiated and someone who doesn't learn, like, why am I standing around watching this old man eat something? Now, all of this is to be able to bring shefa, bracha, all kinds of brachas in Gashmis and Ruchnis into the world on Shabbos. So, the drawing.
Multiplied 4 by 3, there are 3 names of God with 4 letters each. Is that what you said?
3 configurations of God's name that are revealed in the 12 chalas. So 3 times 4 equals 12.
There are 3 names of God.
That we're going to see that we're talking about of how the letters can, how it can be spelled in terms of what we're doing now. We're going to see more about this, and that 3 times 4 equals the 12. But we didn't get to that. We're going to see how the 12 works out a little bit later.
Oh.
This is what the Ari HaKadosh was talking about. The imun up the shmeik filo klisha. Shein shtei b'chinas amadregas b'amshachas ha'or. The 12 chalas that are in God's name, the kfela and the klisha of God's name. That's what the Arizal said. So what does that mean? That the 12 chalas are revealing, are by means of revealing the kfela and the klisha. What does that mean? So these are 2 bechinas and madregas b'hamshachas ha'or. These are 2 aspects and madregas of the hamshachas ha'or. Ha-hamshacha mi'ayis yud. V'hamshacha from the letter yud. The yud kei. La'ayis vav. The vav kei. Right? To take from the first Yud of Hashem's name and to create, to draw out the Vav, that's called Nikra Klisha. That's called thin, gentle, soft, weak, and so on. All of those terms. V'hamshachas Heirishayna, and drawing down the Koyach, the energy of the first Hey of Hashem's name, that takes place through the Hey Achrayin. Again, it's not the same thing, it's not the stretching out, but it's revealing a second Hey. V'amshachas Hey Rishona b'Hey Achrayin, that's called Kfela, double. Kfisha Ha'olachim Avar, the Rebbe explains. The left-hand column. V'amshachas Ha'or Shabayis Yud Lais Vav, drawing down the light in the letter Yud to the letter Vav, Nikra Klisha, this is called Klisha. Dihine, Tsuras Ais Vav, the shape of the letter Vav, Maschila Ba'is Yud, the Vav begins in the shape of the Yud. The shape of the Vav begins in the Yud. Maschila Ba'is Yud, Omimena Nimshach HaKav Lamata, and from that Yud, the line is drawn down. This is what it means for a Jew to go online. You understand? It's a very, very big difference between what it's called in the Welt, in the world. The line means, it means to draw the Yud into the Vav. So you could say, you could shock your friend by saying, I go online every Shabbos. Person will be very upset with you. How can you do that? It's Chilul Shabbos. He said, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when I eat. I'm going online. I'm taking the Yud and drawing it the line of the Vav. So the Yud itself becomes a Vav. It itself becomes a Vav. That's amazing. The light that is shining in the letter Yud, who atzmai, that very same light, that's above all worlds, that's before Torah, that's higher than anything. That world in which food is something which we never understood it to be. It's just beyond anything that we could touch or feel. It descends on Shabbos. It itself is nimshach b'saych in the letter Vav. How could that be? How could we have such a thing? So the Teretz is because the Yud is mitzumtzum. So he goes on. So he says, Hayud shi'ayis k'tana b'ayis. Yud is the tiniest little letter. It's just a point. Yud is just a point. Moira al Tzimtzum. The Yud is the letter that tells us of the Tzimtzum, of the constriction, the concealment. And that's why the first letter of Hashem's name had to be just a tiny nekuda. We couldn't bear anything else. Because in order that the light of the Infinite One, the infinite light of God, should be drawn down into these worlds to give blessing and life in these worlds, there has to be an astonishing tzimtzum, an unbelievable tzimtzum. A concealment, a constriction. Hanirmas Bayisid, which is of course what is hinted at in that tiny Nakuda, that Yud. And from that tiny drop of God that is allowed into the universe, our job is to try to slowly, each person according to his abilities, to draw it out and to write out the letter Yud Kevavke in his life. Vav, shehikav orach. The letter Vav, which is a long kav, a line. Meira alam shochem ilamalamata. That indicates a hamshocha that you're drawing something above and pulling it down. You can only do this because the light in the letter Yud is already so constricted and withheld. Al kein, therefore, yochel mahus ha'or atzma li'moshech l'zgal z'lamata. Therefore, I could take the very energy of the Yud, which is the tzimtzum, which hasn't ever, and I could draw it down, because even after I draw it down, I don't completely get it. That's how hidden it is. That is why this hamshocha, this drawing down, is called kalisha, weak or thin. This light that is drawn down in the Vav is a weaker, and it's a weak light, and it's mitzumtzum, it's constricted and hidden. Kol shvadak ma'id kekav. But the letter hey However, the letter He, the final letter He of Hashem's name, He Acheres. It's a different He. The Loishim Ha'Ois He, we should announce as He Acheres. It's not that from the letter He, I create another letter He. It's a different He. Ki Ois He, She Yesh Liz, Bashas L'Roichav, V'Gam L'Oirach, Moiral B'Chinis Liz, Bashas V'Gilui. Because the letter Hey always indicates his spastus, expansiveness, and revelation. It's the opposite of the letter Yud. Yud always means concealment and containment. Hey always means letting go, expansiveness. Therefore, obviously, therefore, we can't draw down the first Hey, because Hey above means the expanded light. The expanded light of Hashem as it is in the higher world, that we can't draw that down and just trace it down and pull the letter down. It can't be kamoishahi, the way that it was above. The yud is simsum, so I could draw it down to above. But the hay, which is not simsum, the hay is his pashtus, I can't draw it down the way that it is. It has to be a different letter hay. To the same degree, I can't have that first hey. It's got to be another hey. That's why hey is kfula. Hey is kfela, which means hey. Two letters hey. I can't handle that saying. The way that it is above, it can't be below. The yud, the way it is above, can be below, because we still won't get it. We'll be able to experience something of it in taste, but it's a hamshach, because the yud is simsa, but the hey, which is this bashtas, that you can. That you can't draw that down. So there's a different letter Hey. I mean, it is experienced here, but through a second letter Hey.
The second letter Hey is talking about the second of the Yudhivakti?
Yeah, the Vav Hey. Elam Shocher, he begins Hey Acheres Lamata. The way that we experience the letter Hey of Hashem's name is through a second letter Hey, not an extension of the Hey, but the second letter Hey, the final Hey of God's name, the Vav Hey. L'chein hamshocha zu hi ba'ayis Hey acheres. L'hares, to indicate, she kishe'or ze nimshach lamata hu mimedrega acheres legamrei. It's a different madrega, this from the Mukhishaloy Be'erach Meheri Shainid Shemavai, it's a billion times lower than a lower Madrega than the first Hay, which is expansiveness in its source of God, which is beyond us. It's Epis, something of that first light, but it's a different letter Hay. This is called the milui of the letter Hey. So gam ken mashem avur in the kisari the ice Hey achrein the Shem Havai ha milui the ice Hey rishon the Shem Havai. This is what the Ari HaKadosh was teaching, that the second Hey of Hashem's name is filling in the first Hey. So the first Hey is the first Hey. Well, that sounds silly, but that's what it is. That's the Hey, and then the second Hey, the final Hey above Hey, fills in the first Hey. Hey and Hey. Hey and Hey, spell Hey. Dois Hey Achorin de Shem Havayah, Mili Dois Hey Rishoyin de Shem Havayah. That's how we spell the letter Hey. A Hey with a Hey. And remember, only when we spell the letter can we understand it. Dnei HaMili Shal Ois, Kolo Behelem Besecha Ois Atzma. As I said before, let me explain that the milui of every letter is hidden in the letter itself, just like the lamed and the pei are hidden in the aleph, and the yud and the saf are hidden in the beis, and the yud mem lamed are hidden in the gimel. K'nodugma is aleph sheisias lamed pei da milui kolulois behelam ba aleph atzma. V'chein b'nineni the hei achreina shel shem havaya The second hay is contained in a hidden state in the first hay. And the milui has everything that's, but it's behelim. Huh?
That's what I understand. It says Veloshmaos Hay Rishon Nasis Hay Achrona. I thought that the second hay comes back through the first hay.
Yeah, that's, you said it right, through the first hay, but not an extension of the hay. The first hay opens up and makes it possible to have a second hay. But not that the second hay is contained within the first hay. So we're going to have to, we'll have to talk about that more. And we're going to have to stop here because I have an unfortunate imyun to tend to get back to. So we'll pick up on this. We'll have to chaz a little bit. And we'll finish Mitzvah. We'll be able to finish the Maimon. We'll be able to finish the Maimon next week. And then we'll continue with another Maimon, with a continuation, with another Maimon that's in this imyun of also Einik Shabbos.